Mercy and peace be unto you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The moment has come. The moment that the world has been waiting for since the fall of humanity. Years upon years have passed in great expectation of this time. The fullness of time had come. But the moment was not without its own challenges. A woman betrothed is found to be with child. But the man to whom she is pledged to be married knows that he is not the father. There is no possibility that he can be the father. He is a righteous man, knowing what the law commands, yet he loved his betrothed with his whole heart and life. He would not disgrace her before the public. Yet the child in her womb was not his. What should he do? Divorce her discreetly? Keep her safe and from public disgrace? In other words, keep her safe from stoning to death. The story she had told him was hard to fathom, rather far beyond his comprehension. She said she was simply the willing servant of the living God. The child is God, the work of the Holy Spirit. She had not been unfaithful. She adores her betrothed and would never do anything to hurt him. She is simply the servant of the Lord. She willingly accepted the message of the angel who said she would be with child. Now she is with child. What would you do in this situation? The love of your life, the woman you have given your heart to with dreams of life together for years to come, dreams of beginning a family together, dreams of teaching your sons the trade and giving your daughters away in marriage to good men. Like a delicate jar striking the floor with a loud crash, and pieces flying everywhere, your heart is shattered to pieces. Grief overtakes your love. You're no idiot. You know how children happen. Pain palpitates in your soul. Unfaithful. Unfaithful. How could she be unfaithful? It's so out of character for her. Can it be true what she said? Was this child in her womb given by the power of God? Restless night after restless night grips your soul, tossing and turning, nary a moment of sleep settling over you. Thoughts running wild with the what ifs crash and careen through your head, pounding into a huge headache. Then, breaking in is a peace that penetrates all through you. A dream grabs hold of your thoughts. Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. Too often, we overlook Joseph. Joseph, he was just as faithful to the word of God as his betrothed Mary. Joseph did what the Lord commanded of him. He took Mary home with him as his wife. By his actions, he demonstrated he also was the Lord's servant, just like Mary willingly was the Lord's servant. When the child was born, Joseph fulfilled the command and named him Jesus. The Lord chose Mary and Joseph. Together, the Lord chose Mary and Joseph to provide a home for the little baby. This baby boy, born in fulfillment of the word of God, was to have a home with a mom and dad. This is what the living God deemed to be. The baby growing in the womb of Mary was the most extraordinary, unique, one and only begotten Son of God. The mystery of the incarnation is to be adored and praised and worshiped, that the living God would humble himself for his creation and redeem rebellious humanity is worthy of all worship. This marvelous miracle makes some skeptical. Their minds need to know how and try to delve into the mystery with human explanations that are bound by naturalistic biases and perspectives. They mock the majesty of the living God by declaring impossible for a child to be conceived without the seed of a man. Yet they forget that the living God gave the breath of life to all creation, which science has no ability to explain scientifically. The essence of life is beyond scientific exploration. The signs of life can be studied. The signs of life can be measured. But the essence of life remains in the realm of mystery. So not knowing how the great and living God became human by beginning life like all humans as a tiny baby does not need to be a stumbling block to your faith. The how of Emmanuel, God with us, does not need to impede faith. Instead, see the wonder of the mystery as evidence of the great and marvelous majesty and power of the living God. See the incredible incarnation as an invitation to believe in a new and deeper way. See this wonder as the living God wooing you to believe and follow him. For the incarnation is the outworking of the love of God to save your soul. The love of God to save your soul. God with us. Emmanuel. Amen.